Protesters in Greece have clashed with police outside an Athens cemetery following the funeral yesterday of a 15-year-old boy who was shot dead by police over the weekend. Thousands attended that funeral as riots continued across the Greek capital. For a closer look at what the groups are, who the groups are who are actually behind the protests, Deutsche Welle's Matt Herman spoke earlier with Theodore Columbus, professor emeritus at the Hellenic Foundation for European and Foreign Policy in Athens.
There are concentric circles to this protest movement. The inner circle that's causing all the destruction is the so-called group of anarchists and anti-state elements. The broader movement is dissatisfaction. You know, the country of Greece, as most of the other EU countries, in fact the rest of the world, is going through what you could call the economic blues. And there is unemployment, but not much larger than other parts of Europe. There is a sense of dissatisfaction among the young in terms of feeling that there are not too many opportunities, and that creates a sense of gloom that's taken advantage of politically by all parties concerned. Beyond that, there is also fatigue with a country that's had a very turbulent past until 1974. Then since that time, especially after becoming a member of the European Union, has stabilized itself, has grown economically considerably, and to many of them appears boring, and they want excitement.
From outside of Greece, we have seen a fair bit of sympathy for, if not the violent protest movement, but at least the anti-government feeling.
The government is being criticized for not protecting property through effective police activity. And on the other hand, it's also being criticized for using excessive force. Now, you can't have excessive force and be impotent at the same time. And to some extent, as I watch the debates, that's the kind of confusion I get. And I think what we need in Greece is a good qualitative jump into a better future in terms of the quality of our society and the quality of our education and the quality of our democracy. And this needs reform. In order for this reform to take place, political leaders have to have what the Americans call guts. And apparently neither the socialists nor the conservatives have been able to proceed with much needed reform that will make this country not only quantitatively democratic, but also qualitatively.
And that was Theodore Columbus, the professor emeritus at the Hellenic Foundation for European and Foreign Policy in Athens.